From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. Iran says it will attend the international talks on Syria's future later this week, marking the first time Iranian officials take part in an international summit aimed at finding a solution to the conflict in Syria. Iranian media reported Foreign Minister Javad Zarif will attend the meeting in Vienna, accompanied by three deputy foreign ministers, according to a foreign ministry spokeswoman. U.S. State Department spokesman John Kirby said Tuesday that Iran was expected to be invited to the talks and that the U.S. delegation will be led by Secretary of State John Kerry. The main set of meetings is due Friday. However, preliminary talks are expected on Thursday. China lashed out at the United States for sending a warship near disputed South China Sea inlets and reefs claimed by Beijing, while Washington promises to conduct more such missions. Beijing's foreign ministry said Wednesday it summoned U.S. Ambassador Max Baucus to deliver a formal protest over Tuesday's incident. This is Yang Yujun, the Chinese Defense Ministry spokesman. He says the U.S. operation has posed a serious threat to China's sovereignty and security and endangered the safety of Chinese staff on reefs and facilities. He goes on to add that it has damaged regional peace and stability. Officials in Tanzania's Zanzibar region have nullified results from Sunday's election. It's a move that could affect the outcome of the national presidential poll. Zanzibar's Election Commission said Wednesday the results were annulled because of gross violations in the voting process. The commission chairman said there is a need to hold fresh elections. This is VOA News. Turkish police Wednesday stormed the offices of an opposition media company days before an election. It comes as a crackdown on companies linked to the U.S.-based cleric and foe of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, according to live footage. Fights broke out and police sprayed water cannon to disperse dozens of people in front of offices of Kanal Turk and Bugün TV in Istanbul, according to a live broadcast on a website. The media groups are owned by Koza İpek Holding, which has links to the Islamic preacher Fethullah Gulen. Germany's Interior Ministry has sharply criticized Austria for sending migrants and refugees to its border without prior notice and under the cover of night. Speaking to reporters in Berlin Wednesday, Thomas de May says Austria's handling of refugees is out of order, while the recent number of migrants entering Germany has risen very significantly in recent days.
In the last days, the Flüchtlingszahlen.
He says the number of refugees has risen significantly in recent days because of a backlog on the Balkan route. Thanks to a huge effort, we managed to take in the asylum seekers and refugees in Bavaria and to distribute them further across Germany. The behavior of Austria in recent days was out of order. De Mays also said many Afghans reaching Germany will most likely be sent back to their country. Pope Francis on Wednesday marked the 50th anniversary of the turning point in Catholic Church's relations with other religions, calling for greater interfaith collaboration in the face of religious extremism. In his usual Wednesday general audience catechism lesson, there were several people from other groups in the VIP seats at St. Peter's Square. They include Jews, Muslims, Hindus, and Buddhists.
Ma oggi questa presenza.
Pope Francis says, today, this presence of people of other religions is very special. It's to remember together the 50th anniversary of the declaration of the Second Vatican Council, Nostra Aetate, on the relations between the Catholic Church and other non-Christian religions. Francis said the rise of extremism had fomented suspicion and condemnation about religion. He went on to conclude the audience by calling for prayers for people of Afghanistan and Pakistan living in areas hit by a powerful earthquake. An Italian court Wednesday refused to extradite a Moroccan man suspected of having supplied weapons for the attack on the Bardo Museum in Tunisia early this year because he might face the death penalty in the case. Italy refuses to extradite suspects to any country if there is a risk they could be executed for the crime. So far, there's been no comment from Tunisia. More at VOAnews.com. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.